Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few, on that platform as well. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use AirPoints to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now on with the memes. This week's first one is a woman that claims she married the perfect man, but the only catch is he's artificial. He's a chatbot named Aaron Cartel, and she fell in love with him last year, and they tied the knot in early 2023. She claims that he's perfect because he doesn't have any baggage. He also looks prettier than she does. At least she doesn't have to worry about him leaving the toilet seat up or forgetting their anniversary. He kind of reminds me of a discount Milli Vanilli. Up next is a guy that gave his life savings to an ethot. Have a listen.
I gave away my whole life savings to you because I love you so much, mommy. Thank you for everything. I can't wait to be your king and run off with you for forever. That's crazy, bro. I mean, enjoy poverty. Babe, we got $100,000!
Number three, we have a woman that saw a couple behind her on public transit, where the redhead was trying to put her head on the man's lap to rest. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. The real question to ask is whether or not the woman in the front should join them. You know what they say, if you can't beat them off, then join them. The woman in the back was probably just doing what she did so she could get a dealer discount. Either that or looks like random homeless guys now score better than the average white male. Moving on, if you want to know why the last generations are messed up, it's because they haven't been exposed to corporal punishment. They used to keep a panel in the front of the classroom to remind us while I was growing up about what used to happen to rowdy kids. It messes kids up emotionally because they fear the panel, but at least they behave themselves. Sometimes the fear of a good beating is all that's needed for kids to behave properly. Number 5, why do women fall in love with serial killers? It's called hysterobiliophilia, and many women get aroused by violent criminals. The bad boys that break the rules always seem to get the girls, so long as they're good looking. The same guy would be invisible to them on the street, yet when they see him on television, he's absolutely irresistible. Maybe he reminds them of their father who used to spank them when they were kids or something. Moving on, it looks like Andrew Tate figured out that it pays to identify as a masculine-presenting female. In his case, the most Googled woman on Earth. It looks like in a month, if the police don't charge him with the crime, then he's free and clear. The guy's brilliant. They kicked him off of YouTube and then he just went over to other people's YouTube podcasts instead. I can't wait to see what trouble he stirs up next. Number 7 is Mel Gibson. 10 years ago, people thought he was nuts, saying that Hollywood had pedo rings. Now he's going to release a documentary all about it. He says that Hollywood is full of parasites that feast on the blood of the youngins. Number 8, I asked the question, would you boink this woman? I hope the answer is no, because this is Mia Khalifa and she's been with hundreds of men on account of being an adult star. She definitely knows how to give us the proper dead behind the eyes doe look. I also hate tacky tattoos, so I definitely wouldn't smash and instead would pass. How about this for a choice? Would you choose a random blonde that works at McDonald's or Sarah Jessica Parker at the height of her fame and beauty? Almost everyone says that they would choose a random cashier instead. One guy said he would choose the horse-faced donkey witch. I wonder which one that is. The reason for the woman on the left is also because she's young, and I too would pick her if I was still dumb enough to date. Number 10, we have an article discussing how an entire generation of American men have just given up on college, that they feel lost and the gap is widening. It's inevitable because women prefer the physically easier jobs. There's more money in the trades and many men look at income outcomes instead of the social status of having some high status title and position. Women date men that are equally educated or have higher educations than them. So if men aren't going to college, then family formation will plummet. Next up, we have something proving how women are turned on by violent men. One decided that she would be marrying a man convicted of ending her brother. Remember that women are evolved to get excited by a man that ended her husband and put her and her kids into slavery for most of human history. Women definitely seem to have a different sense of morality when compared to men. Here's yet another one that married a man that ended her twin sister. Her family disowned her, and basically threw rocks and eggs at the groom. Moving on, we have another image of Gary Busey transitioning once again. Actually, this is musician Pink, but to me the resemblance is absolutely uncanny. But seriously, she looks like Gordon Ramsay and Ellen DeGeneres had a baby together. Wouldn't you be so happy to wake up to her each morning with her squinting at you like Clint Eastwood? Number 13, we have Chris Rock, and he says that women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. But a man is only loved under the condition that he provides something useful. You don't love a utility. You take possession or ownership of it, and if you're a woman and you pretend to love it. A lot of people say that a dog will love you unconditionally. Yes, you'll experience that if you go away for a long while and then come back, and the dog will simply be jumping and happy to see you. Number 14, I'm not sure why this one is popular or who this is, but apparently people are saying that this is an honest advertisement. One guy says she's going to be a single mother within a decade, and she's going to be screaming, where have all the good guys gone? Well, at least we know she's damaged goods and no longer virgin. Moving on, this one shows us productivity versus wages over the years, and asks the question, what happened in 1971? That, of course, is when the US ended the gold standard and devalued its currency, and when women went to work, eventually doubling the workforce and putting pressure on wages. One thing that no one mentioned was that 1970 was also the year conventional oil production peaked in the United States, and all the new energy supplies take more energy and resources to get out of the ground. Number 16, what was a joke back in the 1980s is reality today. Listen and watch. Also tell me what the music is from. Number 17, we have Belle Delphine ready to open up about selling her bath water online. She's made over £10 million worth of simp money from her bedroom. I bet you some of the thirsty men that pay for that bath water probably drank it to try to ingest her essence. Here's a picture of her customers showing off their soy faces. Without all the men giving her money, she would be irrelevant. Soon AI will make women like her irrelevant as well. Next up, we have a cute video showing us that the passport bros are still in the bargaining phase. Don't worry though, they'll eventually learn that foreign ones are the same as the local ones. Moving on, this is Andrew Tate's second entry this week, and he says that he would be embraced if he told young men to remove their genitals and wear a dress, instead of simply because he's telling them to work hard. What he's not telling guys is that his initial success financially came by telling guys on the internet while posing as a woman to send more simp bucks to him. That he worked as hard as he could to get women to fall in love with him, and then put pressure on them to take off their clothes and monetize them into Bitcoin machines. His words, not mine. Number 20, this guy's the GOAT. In 2012, he bought a $600 car and registered it in his ex-girlfriend's name, and parked it at O'Hare International Airport without telling her. The car racked up over $100,000 in tickets, and the city went after her to pay for them. She ended up settling with them for around $4,500. She must have really done something awful to him for him to have done this to her. People call BS on this story, but it did happen as I found the article. Next up, we have a story of gentrification. That in fact, it's white women that say they support Black Lives Matter that move into cool neighborhoods and gentrify them. That's actually what's happening in parts of New Orleans right now. In reality, the black woman will end up working at Whole Foods or Starbucks. She'll get evicted and then have to commute an hour each day back to her old neighborhood so she can serve the mommy ethot that now lives in her house. Number 22, we have Megan Fox with her three sons that look more like her three daughters. One of them's even wearing a pink shirt that says Strong Girls on it. Look at that smug, almost evil look on her face where she knows she's being filmed and looks to be getting off on it. She was supposed to destroy the Decepticons, not turn her children into Transformers. She's not letting her boys choose to be feminine. It seems to be forced feminization. Next up, we have a woman that claims that this is how gentlemen behave. They open doors, offer women her coat when she's cold, and they pay the bills and send her flowers. But where are the lists about how women are supposed to behave when it comes to males? If you tell them to be feminine, courteous, and gentle, they shame you and hit you up with false allegations. She, of course, is from Spain, which is a feminist superpower. Rules for thee, but none for me, because I'm a woman and I'm free. Next, we have an alien-looking woman that paid $12,000 for extreme body modifications. In some ways, she looks better than her old photo. LOL. But seriously, I'd pay good money to watch her trying to get a job and the looks on the faces of people as she comes in for the job interviews. What job could she get? A dog walker, perhaps? Because a dog would identify her by scent instead of her head. Number 25, this week's last one, is both sad and funny at the same time. The poor man's wife doesn't work. The middle class man's wife works. The upper middle class wife doesn't work either, but the upper class wife, she runs a small business that loses $10,000 a month. I get paid by such women to make YouTube videos for them, and some of them have been running losing businesses for over 10 years now. I don't feel bad for them because no matter how much they spend, they still won't fall into poverty, because their husbands are rich. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.